This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your glass cockpit today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at NBAA 2009 in booth 5359.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. We're in the booth of Precise Flight with Scott Philbin. Scott, for many years, Precise Flight has had a line of flashing landing lights. These have been available on GA aircraft and commercial aircraft as well, and now you're expanding that product line. Tell us a little bit about it.
We have something that's really very interesting concept of pulsing the aircraft landing lights. And it was something incorporated by Precise Flight, and now it's pretty much universal in the general aviation world. And actually, another one of the early adopters was the business aviation community. You know, we had sort of a dialogue with them when we first brought the product out is that the pulse light system was cheaper than catering. No longer a current thing to say in business aviation. But safety was paramount. And there was a time here where Precise Flight had 90% of the business aviation market outfitted with one of our pulse light systems. Technology is changing, and we're seeing some erosion on that with new lighting technologies coming out, and we are capturing some opportunities with new technology that we've invented.
Now, we should say that these are HID systems that pulse. In the past, they've been incandescent.
That's correct. The new systems, we actually have a patent both in the U.S. and Europe for the ability to pulse an HID lamp or modulate it, not actually turn it all the way off. The most exciting thing lately is the commercial aircraft. We had a lot of success in taking the pulse light system to Qantas Airlines in Australia. And they used it. Bird strikes are Australia's largest aviation safety problem, and it's due to the fact that they operate commercial service into non-towered airports, and so not even having a tower, they don't have a wildlife biologist to take care of the birds, and most of Australia's population lives on the coast, and so you have problems with shorebirds and gulls problem species relative to bird strikes.
And the research, I just skimmed the research, but it indicated good effectiveness with pulsing lights at repelling birds.
Yeah, we've had real good success, especially with the regional aircraft where they were reporting, 40 or 50% reduction on the Dash 8 fleet. In the domestic fleet, they were getting about a 20 to 30% reduction for Qantas. That's a good mitigation. It represents real dollars to the aviation community.
Now, following the U.S. Air incident off LaGuardia into the Hudson River, bird strike snuffing both engines, there's got to be more interest in the U.S.?
Yes, we just have been in very serious dialogue with Alaska Airlines. We have outfitted the Horizon Air, are in process of outfitting the Horizon Airline fleet, which is Alaska's feeder service, but Alaska has decided to move forward in outfitting their fleet with the pulse light system, and it's ideal. I mean, one of the things that we know is that this pulsing light works best in sort of low ambient light conditions, and the Pacific Northwest is well known for that sort of weather opportunity.
Should we expect to see interest from other airlines?
Yes, we've been talking to most of the major airlines in the United States. I know that we've made presentations at Continental, at SkyWest. We've talked to a little bit to U.S. Air, and there's somebody else. American Airlines has expressed a recent interest in the system.
All right. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Scott. We've been speaking with Scott Philbin of Precise Flight. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. Come see us at NBAA 2009 in booth 5359.